This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're starting a series this week about people and ideas that have changed the way business is done. We're going to call it the innovators. And this week, we're going to spend some time on African-American innovators, men and women who turned their industries upside down. First up, Frederick McKinley Jones, also known as the Thermo King. WYSO's Lewis Wallace has the story.
Frederick McKinley Jones' big break started with a truckload of chickens. Minnesota, summer 1938. As the story goes, Jones' business partner, Joe Nimero, was out with a buddy in the shipping industry who got a chilling call.
News came in right around the time that they were playing golf that he had just lost a whole carload of chickens, actually.
This is refrigeration historian Bern Nagengast.
The trip took longer than it was supposed to, and the chickens overheated and died.
Joe Nimero, who was this kind of cocky entrepreneur, said, "I bet I can come up with a solid refrigeration system that can handle these long-distance trips." So he went to his partner, Fred Jones.
And presented him with the problem and said, "What can you do?"
Within weeks, Nagengast says, Jones had invented the refrigerated semi-truck. Together, Jones and Nimero started what's now known as Thermo King, one of the biggest commercial fridge companies in the world. Fred Jones took out 60 patents in his lifetime, and he was born in the 1890s, so he was pretty much self-taught. Growing up, he figured out how to fix watches, then cars, and eventually made his way to Minnesota, where he invented a cheap way to synchronize sounds and pictures in movie theaters. That's how he hooked up with Joe Nimero. The pair switched to refrigerators because that's where the money was. The trucks were popular. They were even used in World War II to ship medical equipment and blood.
Any contributions that African Americans made before the Civil Rights Movement was really minimized.
That's journalist and historian Yvonne Latty.
That generation of African Americans were completely disrespected, yet they moved forward and did things like he did. They invented.
And Jones was a rare inventor. He stayed in Minneapolis as the chief engineer of Thermo King until he died in 1961. Bern Nagengast says to refrigerator engineers, Jones is a total rock star.
He really was a genius in my mind.
But his legacy isn't quite so well preserved back in his hometown.
We are in Covington, Kentucky.
This is Dan Gleer. He runs a breakfast sausage company that's used refrigeration since 1946, just a few years after Jones perfected refrigerator trucks. Sure enough, he has a fleet of two Thermo Kings.
It's just like a big, giant refrigerator.
The driver, Will McCall, opens up a truck to show off its temperature control. But these guys have never heard of Fred Jones.
So he's the mastermind.
Yeah, we didn't know we had him.
Yeah.
It's clear enough to them. Without Fred Jones, there would be no freezer aisle, no interstate sausage trade, no beer truck, not to mention the most important refrigerated truck of all. In Covington, Kentucky, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.